You know, we hear all the time about how the game is won in the trenches, and when you look at the Falcons from last season, the struggles in many respects relate to an inability to block for quarterback Matt Ryan on a consistent basis and also an inability to get to the opposing quarterback. The swap of John Abraham for OCU Manura, I don't know that that made the defense up front much better. I think going into the offseason, whether it's through the free agency process, the draft, or a combination, got to address both lines of scrimmage. I think the rest of the pieces, for the most part, are there. You improve the lines of scrimmage, you're going to improve the team significantly. Well, I don't know how we define elite. I think to be in that conversation, you at least need to have one Super Bowl ring that you won, not that you were a backup for. So, I mean, I don't want to apply that brush to a guy who's third string and never plays. But Matt Ryan really is close. He's got to get to a Super Bowl at a minimum. He's already got the contract that makes him a franchise quarterback. I think the NFC South is just a half click below the NFC West for the best two divisions in the NFL right now. Top to bottom, I think the Buccaneers are going to be improved with Lovie Smith there. It may take a while to get the right personnel, but they have good players. The Saints are going to continue to be the Saints. Now they're dealing with their issues under the salary cap, but Drew Brees is still there. Sean Payton's still there. We saw the difference Sean Payton makes by contrasting 2013 to 2012 when he wasn't there. And then the Carolina Panthers, maybe it was a one-year blip. I don't know. Maybe they're not going to be able to keep their guys around. I think if they can keep enough of their key players around, they're going to be a threat as well. Injuries could ultimately decide this thing. And you could make, you know, injuries are never supposed to be an excuse because you're supposed to have the depth to have guys step in and perform. But you take away the injuries, the Falcons are right in that same mix with the Panthers and the Saints. So that tells me next year, whoever is bitten by the injury bug is the team that's going to fall off, just like the Falcons fell off this year.